Well, Dwayne is on his way over here now, Angela. Then we'll pick you girls up, say 7 o'clock. Good. Who, Dwayne? Hey, he's dying to take Brenda out. Really? I know you won't go unless Brenda goes. But what really matters is you and me. And a date for Brenda, right? I can't wait to see you tonight. Really, you don't know how much this means to me. I mean, I can't believe you finally said yes. Yeah. See you soon.
Was that rerun?
No. That was Angela Clark. It took me 6 months to get a date with her.
And what in the world ever made her change her mind?
I promised her that I would fix her girlfriend Brenda up with Dwayne.
I see. What's her girlfriend like?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. But Angela says she's very pretty.
Does Dwayne know you haven't seen her?
Well, not exactly.
What's that mean?
Well, I told him I saw her and she was a fox. I lied a little.
A little? There's a big difference between a fox and a dog. Raj, what am I going to do with you?
Try minding your own business, Miss Busybody.
Thank you.
I'm going to go finish the dishes.
Okay. Come on in, Dwayne.
Hey, hey, hey. Man, let's go get beautiful foxy Brenda.
Right.
Man, tell me a little more about her.
Yeah, Raj, tell him a little more about her.
Yeah, you know, describe her exactly.
Exactly.
Well, Dwayne, I don't even know where to begin.
You can start with legs and go on from there.
Hey, beautiful legs, great legs. And she wears nice shoes, too.
Man, who cares about the shoes? Her face, describe her face.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Oh. She has a great face with, you know, eyes and nose and, you know, things.
Things? What kind of things?
Things. What's the difference? I don't know.
Wait a minute. You set me up with a total blind date, didn't you? Lied to your best friend, didn't you? You never saw her, did you?
Answer him, Raj.
Why don't you go in the kitchen and help Mama with the dishes? Hey, Dwayne, come on. It's gonna work out fine. And you'll be doing Brenda a big favor.
What favor?
She just broke up with her boyfriend, and she's really down in the dumps.
Oh, now who do I look like, the garbage man?
Come on, Dwayne, please. I promised Angela. And you know what Angela looks like.
Ah, she's beautiful. But that doesn't mean that
yes, it does. You know how all those beautiful girls stick together? They travel in bunches.
You mean she might have that same great body like Angela?
Yeah.
And that same soft skin?
Mm-hmm.
And that long, beautiful hair and beautiful black eyes like Angela?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. I'll take Angela, you take Brenda.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, Charlotte. Roger and Dwayne been in.
Not yet. You want anything?
I have a number 14.
Rerun, we don't have a number 14.
What's a hamburger with fries?
A number 5.
And what's a tuna on rye?
A number 6.
And what's a chili dog?
Number 3.
We'll add those up and bring them over. Raj, Dwayne!
Hi, Rerun. You know Angela.
Sure. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Rerun.
And this is Brenda.
Hi.
Hi. You're the Brenda he took out?
I'm the one.
That's impossible.
Why?
Because a blind date doesn't look like that. A blind date looks like that.
Raj, would you excuse us one little minute?
Sure.
Right back, Dwayne.
Okay.
You better follow her. The last time a girl told me she'd be right back, she climbed out the bathroom window. Come on and fill me in. I want to know all the details.
Okay. I went and picked her up.
Yeah.
We went to the movies.
Yeah.
We sat in the balcony.
Yeah.
And then we came here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all.
I did better with the girl that climbed out the window.
Come on, Dwayne. I saw you holding her hand.
Only during the scary part.
Oh, yeah? Oh, what did you see?
The Pink Panther.
Hey, did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Were you there, Marvin?
Yeah. Hey, Dwayne, who's the lucky girl?
I don't want you printing in that dumb school newspaper.
Hey, I print the news, man. And you with the girl is news.
Here you go.
Wow, you're really treating these girls right. Hey, this is for me. I'm alone.
You're never alone, Rerun. Just look behind you.
Hey, I liked your date, Dwayne. Really great. See you later.
Much.
Did you hear that? Marvin thought my date was great.
Right, right. So you like Dwayne, huh?
Yeah, I like him. He's nice.
He's a lot different from Daryl,
that's for sure. Every time me and Daryl went out, he'd end up in a fight with somebody. His temper's unbelievable, girl. That Daryl is an animal.
Look, all you gotta do is ask her. She'll go out with you again.
But what if she says no?
Now, why would she? She likes you, doesn't she?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
You want me to ask her out for you?
No.
Rerun, there's some things a man has to do by himself.
Yeah, that's right.
And with nobody else around.
Yeah, all alone.
Hey, look, Angela, I just remembered I have to get up really early tomorrow. Can we split now?
Oh, okay.
I knew you'd understand. I'll see you later, Brenda. Nice meeting
you. Bye.
Rerun.
Bye.
Come on.
Oh. Hey, Shirley, you got a doggy bag?
Why would I need a dog bag?
Well,
you're taking your life in your hands, sucker.
I gotta go. See you later, Brenda. Dwayne.
Bye. Raj said you had a boyfriend, but you broke up. Oh, if that's too personal, we don't have to talk about it. It's none of my business. What was his name? Oh. Why'd I ask that? That was dumb. Brenda, I'm okay once I get to know a person. In the beginning, I'm not too smooth. I guess you noticed that.
Oh, I don't know. You arranged it so we'd be alone.
Yeah, pretty smooth, huh?
You two want anything?
Sure. Oh, Shirley, this is Brenda, my date.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Shirley. I'll have a grape soda, please.
I'll have a root beer. And see that I get the check, okay?
You got it.
Shirley's our friend, too.
You come in here a lot?
Sure. Don't you like it?
Of course I like it. Stop worrying, Dwayne.
I get over this nervousness after I've known a person.
Good.
5 or 6 years.
You're crazy.
I'm glad you think so.
I like you.
Good. I'm glad to see that you weren't fooled by my shy act. I'm really a tiger.
A grape soda for the lady, and a root beer for the king of the jungle.
Shirley.
You are shy.
Well, I used to be shy and short, but I grew up, and now I'm shy and medium.
Well, Mr. Shy and Medium, I haven't had a chance to thank you yet.
For what?
Everything. The movie, the conversation, the grape soda. Thanks, Dwayne.
Would you like to do it again?
Same chief?
No, I mean go out again. Tomorrow night.
Oh, I'd love to.
With me?
With you.
Oh, I'm gonna need another drink. Shirley, another root beer. Easy on the root.
Brenda.
Daryl.
Hi.
Move it.
Huh?
Daryl, take it easy.
I said move it. What do you want me to do, apologize? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's better. Now, would you just calm down? I'd like you to meet Dwayne.
Hi.
Hey, my name's Daryl. I'm Brenda's boyfriend.
No, you're not.
Yes, he is.
been out with him tonight?
That's right. I'm going out with him tomorrow night, too.
No, wait, we don't stay out late or anything. Just a couple of nice kids passing the time.
Dwayne!
You're right, I'm out of this.
Have a glass of milk and shut up.
See, there you go. You're doing the same old thing again.
Linda, I am what I am. There's nothing I could do about it.
That's fine. Would you take me home, please, Dwayne?
It's not taking you anywhere. Not tonight, tomorrow, or no night.
Now, just a second.
I'm talking to her.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Brenda, tell your little friend here to keep away from you, or I'll put a real hurting on it.
Oh, come on, Dale, you're kidding.
Do it look like I'm kidding? Do I?
I don't think he's kidding, Brenda.
Dwayne, I'm sorry. I really had such a nice
Brenda,
time.
Just a minute. Dwayne, I've seen those kind of guys before, and you got no problem. Because you got to do just one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Move to Chicago.
And then he said something about hurting.
Well, maybe he was kidding.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because then he said, I'm not kidding.
Angela did tell me Daryl had a problem with his temper. I forgot about that.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Maybe you better call it off, Dwayne. Write her one of those Dear John letters.
But I like her.
Then you better write a Dear Dentist letter. Listen, Rob, we've been there half an hour. Where's the food?
Come on in the kitchen. There's half an apple pie and a box of Twinkies.
I don't want any.
Good, there's not enough for you anyway.
Oh, hi, Mom. I was just listening to the door. It sounds all right.
Is Roger home?
He's in the kitchen with Rerun and Dwayne having a very private and confidential meeting.
Uh-huh.
Want to know what it's about?
You've got to stop this eavesdropping, young lady.
I couldn't help it. See, I was in my room, and I decided to come downstairs to welcome you when you came home to see if you needed any help. And as I approached the top of the stairs, my shoelaces came untied. So while I was tying it, I couldn't help hearing Rerun, Dwayne, and Raj talking.
Dee.
Yes, Mama?
You're not wearing shoelaces.
I was as shocked as you are.
Look, Dwayne, she's just another girl. I forget about taking her out.
Yeah, but you're not the one that everybody's gonna be calling chicken. They were all there when it happened, including Marvin and his little pad and pencil.
Well, hello, fellas.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Thomas. Thomas. Oh, hi, Mom. I didn't see you.
You have a problem, Dwayne?
It's that blind date he had, Mama. See, her old boyfriend told Dwayne he'd beat him up if he took her out again. And Dwayne's already asked her out. Help him, Mama.
I'll work it out. Really.
Let Mama help you. I don't want you to get hurt, kid.
Well, what have you decided, Dwayne?
I'm still thinking about it. See, Mrs. Thomas, if I don't take her out, everybody will know it's because her ex-boyfriend told me not to.
Dwayne, you're too young to get involved with women. I suggest you forget girls, stay home, and play with your Frisbee.
You mean this could lead to bloodshed?
Only Dwayne's, Mrs. Thomas.
Does this girl mean that much to you?
Well, I haven't known her all that long.
But that's not the point, Mama.
Then what is the point?
If Dwayne doesn't take her out tonight, everybody will think he's a coward.
All you're worried about is what somebody's going to think of you? That's nothing but false pride, which could lead to false teeth.
But he can't run away from Daryl.
Listen, honey, as General Custer would have said, a good run is better than a bad stand any day.
But Mrs. Thomas...
Look, Drake, it's just not worth it.
All this because Raj wanted a date with Angela. Oh, Raj, how could you?
It's not his fault. I'll see you later.
But Dwayne, what are you gonna do?
Think about it.
I don't see what there is to think about. Any fool knows that it's better to be a live chicken than a dead duck.
Well, he's not at home.
You think he took Brenda out?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Hey, fellas, where's Dwayne? Not out with Brenda, I hope.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
Oh, come on, face it, man. That dude scared him to death. He's staying as far away from Brenda as possible. Marvin, take a walk, will you? Don't get uptight with me. I'm just doing my job.
Then why don't you go do it on the Pomona Freeway?
Hey, what's happening, Daryl?
What do you want? We're out of raw meat.
Hey, I just came for a sandwich.
Listen, Daryl, Dwayne isn't here, and if he was, I don't want any trouble.
I'm not looking for any trouble.
That's good, because I hate to have to put you through that dishwasher.
Can I just have a menu, please?
I hope Dwayne and Brenda don't show up while he's here.
I'll go and talk to him.
Don't aggravate him, Rod.
I won't, but this whole thing is my fault. I'll just tell him the whole truth. That Dwayne has an incurable disease. And there's no point in killing him because he only has a week to live.
I didn't know that.
Hi. You're Daryl, right? I'm Roger Thomas. Dwayne's friend. The one with the glasses. Hey, look, there seems to be a misunderstanding between you
What
two.
Do you want?
If you're eating, I can come back.
Not eating.
But you should eat. It's healthy for you.
Worried that I'm gonna hurt your friend, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Good.
Because he did what I told him. He stayed away from Brenda.
He did?
Yeah. I just called her. She's home alone. She told me he stood up, and she hung up on me.
That's smart. I mean, for Dwayne. Because I can't understand why anybody would hang up on you.
She thinks I'm aggressive.
Oh, well, that's...
Do I look aggressive?
Uh-uh.
See how nice I'm sitting here talking to you?
Mm-hmm.
Did I hit anyone since I've been here?
No, you wouldn't hit nobody.
Don't count on it.
I won't, good brother.
Well?
No problem. Dwayne did the smart thing.
He chickened out?
Yeah.
All right!
Sorry about your soda.
Dwayne.
Hi, Brenda. You ready to go?
I didn't think you were coming.
Why?
Because it's almost 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had some thinking to do. Lost track of time.
Look, I told you last night, you don't have to keep this date.
Are you breaking it?
No. I just don't want to cause you any problems.
No problems. Come on.
Where to?
The soda shop.
Oh, we don't have to go there. We can stay here and watch some TV.
I want to go to the soda shop.
Daryl might be there.
I know, but... Oh, I know.
I'll get my sweater. You're all right, Dwayne.
So far.
Look, Marvin, you would have done the same thing as Dwayne.
Me? Are you kidding? I'm not chicken.
Right on, turkey. You can write that in your pad and stuff it.
Woo-hoo! Right on, Shirley.
I was
talking about
that one.
Turkey.
Hold him. Hi, guys.
Dwayne!
And Brenda! Brenda, Dwayne, Dwayne!
Hey, Dwayne, is your father still a cop?
I Hi, Daryl, you look swell.
Daryl, wait a minute.
Between him and me.
Now, look, Daryl.
Between him and me. Butt out.
Right on.
Can't we discuss this?
No.
I can live with that.
Come on, punk, outside.
Man, it's dark out there.
Don't worry, you won't be alone.
Teach him a lesson, Dwayne.
Teach me a lesson? Come on, Dwayne. Teach me a lesson.
You want a lesson, sucker? Okay, school is open. I got some dirty dishes.
Come on, I'm waiting.
Daryl, don't, please.
What's the matter? Hey, don't tell me you chicken. Is that it? Chicken?
No, I'm not chicken. I'll fight you if that's what you want.
That's what I want.
But what you gonna prove? I mean, who you gonna impress? So you hit me, and I bleed. But I'm not gonna stand here and take it, and I'm not going outside with you. So if you're gonna do it, you might as well just go ahead. Well, come on, here, right here. That's gonna make you a big man, I suppose. I don't know exactly what I'm saying because I'm a little scared. And if we go outside, you'll probably beat my brains out. But I do know if you're gonna do it, well then let's do it. And now that I think of it, I'm not scared. Well, come on, what are you waiting for?
Forget about the whole thing.
No, let's not forget about the whole thing.
Dwayne!
For Roger's sake, we'll forget about the whole thing.
You're all right with me, Tiger.
That's the closest to getting killed that I ever want to come.
And I owe you an apology, Dwayne. If I hadn't wanted a date with Angela, none of this would have happened.
Well, at least it brought you and Angela closer together. When you going out again?
Didn't you tell her?
Tell me what?
You know.
What?
She dumped me.
After I almost got killed?
Come on, calm down. She probably wasn't my type anyway.
That's okay. At least I learned something today. I stood up for myself even though I was afraid.
And the three of us stuck together. Nobody can make us back down.
Well, that's what friends are all about. One for all and all for one. Standing up against anybody and sticking together through thick and thin.
All right. Who left all those dirty glasses in the sink, huh?
Dwayne.
Me? Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't me. It was Rerun.
He did it.
No, you did it. Come on. You did it.
He did it.
Oh, no. I did it.
Yeah, you probably forgot, Mama.